Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Mary Kay Cabot reporting earlier this hour that Shador is expected to start Sunday's game against the Raiders in Vegas, barring something unexpected. He's expected to make his first NFL start with Dylan Gabriel in the concussion protocol. She's also reporting the Browns won't open the practice window on Deshaun Watson this week. Now, that is where the kernel of fear creeps into my mind of if Shador looks bad, and maybe the Browns get to a point of desperation and they're like, you know what, let's open up that 21-day window because we need another salient quarterback option out there.
And they might. If it was me, I would ride it out with Shador for a little bit longer and then see if he can get better and better. But if it looks more like what the first couple of drives looked like on Sunday, and that's just the entire game, they'll be left without a choice.
Yeah.
And that's the sad part. And so, like, this is why this is so important for Shador. And I know Shador, I thought in the post game, I thought there was an acknowledgement that he almost had of, like, this was my one big opportunity. And it went rough. It didn't go well. And so that stinks. Because if Dylan can come back and play, then I might have let my one chance just kind of slip through my fingers. This is your chance, Shador. This is it right here. And for years, the people that have been around Shador and with Shador have all said he doesn't make excuses. He's not going to be the type of person to say the offensive line stinks. I didn't get this, didn't get that. Well, all right, this is going to be on you. The situation has put you behind the eight ball. Now you got to show us what you can do.
Yeah, and here's the thing. I made the point that I like the Browns putting this out there. Obviously, Mary Kay's reporting it, but she's going to get it from the team. I like the fact that this is out there early. And one, it allow it. The question won't be everywhere. Social media here. Who's going to start on Sunday? And as much as I think that's going to help the team, I think that helps Shador. I think knowing today, hey, mentally, plan to start, I think is an easy way. And it's funny, like, I think this is a great opportunity for Kevin Stefanski, Tommy Rees, and Shador himself to show, hey, this is why first team reps are important. And by the way, I don't expect him to be night and day. I don't expect him to suddenly be Joe Montana circa, I said 85 earlier, 86.
Okay.
But do I expect him to be a little bit less deer in the headlights and maybe be able to bring down the amount of negative plays and up and while keeping the positive big plays the same? Yeah, I think that's fair.
And I think that's a reasonable expectation. Like I think we do have to have expectations on these guys. I'm excited that won't be, the half won't be the only thing that we get and the only little bit of Shador that we get to see. Cause that would be, I think that'd just be miserable all the way around. Like from a personal standpoint, wouldn't love that. Love for him to get another chance. But also just from like just a watching standpoint, like you saw the offense that last drive, like you at least had a chance. He was throwing the ball deep. It looked a little bit better.
Well, and listen, I know that I personally am not all that concerned about Dylan Gabriel, a quarterback I think is a backup going forward. I also think it's an opportunity for Dylan, who did not play well on Sunday. Again, his QBR was 11.4. His QBR in the season is 30. 30 out of that, which makes him 32 out of 33 quarterbacks. I think
J.J. McCarthy's behind him. Let's all laugh.
Oh, no, it's actually Cam Ward.
Oh, no, J.J. McCarthy's behind him in EPA.
Okay. Huh. God, he's
Let's
stung.
All laugh. Let's all laugh at J.J. McCarthy.
Right, ready?
We are laughing at
what
you, J.J.
What a Michigan man. Now, that being said, I do like I think this is also an opportunity for Dylan to be away. I know he's working on the health stuff. And concussions are so serious. It certainly can plague you over the next week. I also think it's an opportunity to just take some of that pressure off you, right? Like if Shador doesn't play well enough against the Raiders or plays okay, but then you lose and you go back to Dylan Gabriel, I mean, guys, I think getting a 1.5 game reprieve for Dylan, you could tell he was forcing it. You could tell he wasn't, or you could tell he was putting a lot of pressure on himself. I don't know if he was forcing it because he was forcing 5-yard outs, but maybe that could be a little, that could be a breather for him as well.
I know, but the more and more quarterbacks we throw in the mix and more the quarterbacks that do go out there, just none of them have had a spectacular game at this point. Joe Flacco hasn't, Dylan hasn't, Shador hasn't. Like, if that continues to be the theme of all this, I think more of the conversations are going to move to the idea, who could win with this offense the way that it is constructed, with the poor offensive line, with the wide receivers where Jerry Jeudy's the highlight and he drops so many passes. Like, I think that conversation's going to shift, and it'll shift in an interesting way if it continues to go down this route.
Well, but I think that's why getting Shador these reps and giving him an opportunity here, and again, it's not because necessarily he's earned it, at least the right to start, but that's what Sunday's game is. It is if, and again, I think everyone, it's so funny how everyone kind of came away being like, well, that was a bad game on Sunday, but those down the field throws, I'd like to see more of those. Because to me, like the Browns, the catch 22 of the Browns has been, it's tough to basically take the pressure off the offensive line if your quarterback's not comfortable delivering the ball down the field. It's tough to take the pressure off the quarterback if you can't take the pressure off the offensive line. Oh, by the way, another easy way to take the pressure off the quarterback is to run the ball well. Well, Quinshon Judkins can really only run between the tackles because you try and bounce outside. It's an automatic holding penalty. Like, there are so many things here. Oh, by the way, when Dylan Gabriel does deliver a ball, he's throwing it with his whole ass because he doesn't have a great arm, and it generally pops out of the receiver's hands. Like, this, the idea of Shador throwing the ball deep and completing enough deep passes to make the defense go, oh, we can't just tee off on this kid, or we have to, we can't just load up the box with 8 guys and we're just going to shut down Quinshon and let, Shador beat us or let the quarterback beat us.
But you see the butterfly effect of all this.
Well, yeah,
though.
Exactly. That's the point. Like, you cannot change everything around the quarterback, but you can change the quarterback. And we'll see how much that change and 1 week's practice truly does matter on Sunday.
I know, but it is. It's one domino falling after another, and then it's like it becomes really, really hard to then this is part of the problem with this whole season in general. When we looked at the offense, it was like, how are we going to get a true evaluation with some of these guys? That's why when they were talking about trading off David Njoku, and they were talking about getting rid of some of the pieces, even like Wyatt Teller, some of these guys on the line, Betonio, some of these guys, it was like, you can't make this team worse if you want an actual evaluation. And the sad part with Shador, at least on Sunday, and again, it looked better in the later parts of the game, but you have 12 pressures out of 21 dropbacks. And again, 25 pressures with Dylan the week prior. We're getting to a spot where it's even becoming hard to have a true evaluation of these guys. And I don't want that to be the reality. I'm going to try my best not to use that as a reason. But the more and more quarterbacks we got in here and the less we see of anything competent, what else am I supposed to do?
Well, but in and of itself, that's the answer, right? Like, I know we can say, well, Joe Flacco went to Cincinnati and what have you, but if Dylan Gabriel or Shador Sanders, if they can't overcome what's around them, well, then they're probably not a franchise caliber or upper echelon starting quarterback in the first place.
Well, yeah, no, but I think you could put a lot of really good and even starter caliber or even middle of the pack starter caliber NFL quarterbacks with this roster, with the 32nd best offensive line in the NFL and basically no pass catchers of value. I think a lot of guys would struggle in this, and like, I don't want to use that as an excuse for them. I'm really going to try not to, and there's no excuse for what happened Sunday with Shador. He flat out stunk. But like, I think that's where a lot of people are going to end up going with this.
216-474-0092. If you're just joining us, Mary Kay Cabot saying Shedeur Sanders is in line to start on Sunday, barring something unexpected, which is something else we can kind of put into. How much do you think, or maybe where are your expectations for Shedeur's first start with a full week of practice? I think it's really impossible to say. Again, I'm going to set my bar at whatever Dylan Gabriel was doing over these last six starts, right? If you meet that and exceed that, I think that's where we should be, I would say, pleased with. If he does anything better than that, we should get excited.
Are we just going to, we're going to have to turn into the eye test guys, aren't we?
I think we just did.
I think we're going to have to turn into the eye test guys. It's going to have to be an eye test game. Do you feel like you have a chance to score with Shedeur? Do you feel like the offense isn't just stuck in the mud with Shedeur? And if he keeps passing those type of tests, then I think that's a good evaluation. We need to keep that. Like we're going to be old school football guys with this one, Nick. What's your gut tell you when you watch Shedeur Sanders play football?
Well, as the LeBron James, actually the Michael Jordan of local sports talk, many people have said it.
Yes,
by many people, they're all related to me.
Many people.
Many people. I'll say this. I do think, like, I'm really intrigued to see how that downfield passing, what that does. And it might, by the way, I don't expect this kid to go out there and not turn the ball over. This is where, like, when Dylan Gabriel, the one thing he hasn't done to this point is he's thrown a lot of turnover-worthy passes but hasn't actually turned the ball over very often. With Shedeur, I'm going to live with it. There's going to be a fumble or two I don't like. There's going to be a pass or two where the defense fools him. The difference with Shedeur is if you can make up for that with big plays, we're working on a formula here, right?
Mm-hmm.
With Dylan, he might have only turned the ball over two or three times, but the problem was the big plays that you would expect a quarterback to make, you didn't get the 2-1, right? You didn't get six big plays.
Yeah, he resigned himself.
For three bad plays.
He resigned himself to, I'm going to only throw the ball 5 yards.
With Shedeur, give me two big plays for every bad play, and then be good in the intermediate
Think about how lame our offense has been, where I can look at that 25-yard play with Harold Fannin, and I legitimately thought to myself, like, whoa, what a throw that is. It's a nice throw. 25-yard throws in the NFL happen all the time, though, Nick. You know what I mean? Like, we're salivating at the mouth over that throw as if that was a 70-yard bomb to a receiver right down the field. And it was like, that really wasn't that. It just, we're so starved of seeing anyone actually threaten to throw the ball anything beyond 10 yards that we got all excited about it.
216-474-0092. Where are you guys with the news that Shedeur will be starting, barring unforeseen, unforeseen events? Does it sound like preparing for Armageddon?
Yeah.
Doug in Chardon, welcome to the show. What you got for us, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Not a whole lot.
So,
not much.
Yeah, I was kind of just thinking about what y'all had said and everything, and I think it's a little harsh to say that he stunk. It's not entirely untrue, statistically speaking, but like from my standpoint, like I work construction. If my boss or my coach sends me and my foreman out and my foreman has to leave due to injury, whatever, but he takes the tools and the blueprints to be successful and finish a house, I'm not going to finish that house. I'm not going to be successful. So I'm hoping with this week practice and he's given the tools and given a blueprint to be successful that we see actually something better than Gabriel. I heard you say Gabriel doing just as good as Gabriel is fine with you. I want to see better. Like I think we deserve it. You know, I've only been a Browns fan for so long. I've grew up listening to you guys with my dad and stuff. And it's like one of them things where like, I know you guys have experienced bad Browns play more than I have, but still I think we're due. You know,
it would be the most Browns thing in the world. And thank you for the call there, buddy. It'd be the most Browns thing in the world to stumble into a good starting quarterback in the fifth round after all the other ways that this thing has gone poorly.
I'll stumble into it.
Yeah. And by the way,
we can get drunk and stumble into it. We can do it sober, whatever way you want. Let's get stumbling.
I definitely have stumbled a few times.
And bumbling and rumbling.
I will say I would love to see him better than Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah, thank you for that.
My point is, that is the initial bar he's got to clear, right?
I'm an eye test guy moving forward with Shedeur. Right? I'm an eye test guy. I've said I'm eye test guy. I'm gut feeling guy. I like this development.
I'm worried about this.
Eye test guy, gut feeling type guy.
Liberties with the eye test.
No more box score jockeying for this sports radio host.
No more box score Johnny for you.
That's right.
No, so Johnny.
Anytime you want. Weigh in on X at 92.3 The Fan and see if our hosts...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I also remember in 2009 when the Browns traded down like three times and they got to the 21 pick. Now, they ended up using it on Alex Mack, who was really, really good for them. But Clay Matthews, that was a year where he was like thought to be a top 10 pick and he fell to like the mid-20s to Green Bay. Mm-hmm. And I remember the whole time, I was like, come on. We had Clay Matthews. Give us Clay Matthews, the junior. Come on now. And then obviously they took Alex Mack. They ended up being fine. There is, I know they play different positions because Clay in Green Bay was a edge rusher. Carson Schlesinger reminds me a bit of just like the missing. If you put him next to Casey Matthews and Clay Matthews Jr., you can't tell me he's not like the missing Matthews brother, which I love that. I never got Clay Matthews here.
Yeah.
I never got the second iteration of Clay Matthews. So now it's like, oh, and this one actually plays the Clay Matthews I grew up watching, his position. The universe corrects itself eventually.
I like this for Carson, especially since, remember a few weeks ago when we had Coach Riz on, and Coach Riz was telling us how he was overshooting some of his assignments, and it felt like he was playing with almost too much speed out there. And as a rookie, he's just got to get used to that, and he was over-pursuing a lot of his plays, and it seems like, obviously, that's not much of an issue right now. Like, it's good people are talking about this way about Carson.
Can I tell you one more unexpected thing that could happen here?
What's that?
It's got to be on the table after yesterday.
Okay.
It has to be, all right?
I can take it off the table. You want to put it on that table, I might kick that thing right off the table.
I don't think you can, because I think it's the Browns. If Shador doesn't look good in practice, there's a chance they just roll Bailey Zappe out there on Sunday.
I want to kick that off the table.
I know you do.
I don't like that presentation to the table.
I just think, like, barring something unexpected, the only other thing other than...
But it does nothing. And I know you know that, but it does nothing. If this is a whole fact-finding mission, don't you just want to see if he can move the ball down the field, if he can throw the ball deep, all 100%. These type of things? Like I think this is where I'll give the Browns credit. They have taken a lot of heat over the past few days about the idea that you didn't practice him with the ones and Bailey Zappe should have been the backup quarterback, because if this was truly just a redshirt year, then what is he even doing being the backup quarterback? I'll give them the credit with the idea that they're trying to find out as much as they can about these guys. And so if this means now Shador is in, great. You get to find out a little bit more about these guys.
Also, a lot of people claim today, I'm not going to make a bold statement off of a half a football, and then said things like, he wasn't prepared to be the backup. And it's like, he just had a bad half of football. I think
call it what it was. It was just a bad half of football.
I think the idea that we're going to judge his aptitude as a backup solely off that. And make a sweeping proclamation of, well, he just wasn't ready, or he just had a bad half of football.
In a game that obviously didn't match up well with him at all. I mean, the Ravens are one of the few teams in the NFL where you're like, Yeah, they can pressure all day. They can blitz all day. In recent weeks, it seems like their defense had been much better than what they'd been in the first, I don't know, 6-7 weeks of the season. Like, it was a bad time to have that situation. That's why I told you on Friday that I was scared of the idea of him popping in, at least at the half, or just making really his first NFL start in that moment.
Now, at the same time, you gotta look good in practice. Because if this is the team, we're big on protecting young players.
Sure.
I can absolutely see them pulling that. 216-474-0092. Let's go with Fred in Maple Heights. Fred, welcome to the show.
Man, that Clay Matthews thing, man. Schlesinger, he's going to be a beast, man. I'm really liking him. If we could get, you know, a little bit more out of Mason Graham. I know we don't talk a lot of defense. I'm a defense first guy, but if we could just get a little bit more out of Mason Graham, I think he did good, man. With the pushing Lamar back into the pocket to allow Myles Garrett to get those sacks. But we need a little bit more havoc coming from him.
So Mason Graham's got 17 hurries on the season. That's second best on the team. Myles Garrett, for proper context, is 22 total. Like, Mason Graham is getting there, buddy.
He's getting there. That's good. I'm not a big stat chaser, man, so that's good to know right there. I'm just going off the eye test what I see.
And we are eye test guys here, so you're right about that.
We're just a couple football guys footballing it up.
Eye test, what does your gut tell you, Fred?
All right, my gut tell me right here, man, that we need to get Shador more reps with the first team.
That's good defense. Gut.
I hope he's going to get it now. He should have had it. I heard people going back and forth about this earlier. But if he wasn't getting them, I think that's a disservice to the Browns because you drafted him for a reason. You knew what came with him. And I think if you put him against our defense, which is, you know, a pretty elite defense, I would say still, I think it just gives him more of something to expect, man. But at the end of the day, what can any quarterback do if we're going to allow a lot of those blitzes to come through the line like they do, man? Like, I'm just sorry, man. We had one of the best offensive lines at one point, but they were good for the zone running, if I'm right, right? We haven't really had an offensive line that was really good with keeping quarterbacks in the pocket, and that's what they want, or that's what Shador is supposed to be. And I just think it's not really fair to judge Dylan or Shador based off of some of the gameplay that we've been getting from the offensive line. That's all I want to say.
Fred, we appreciate you. There's some good gut stuff in there.
Yeah, somebody took their probiotics.
So, all right, on one hand, when it comes to the offensive line, the offensive line played very poor yesterday. It should also be noted that some of the coverage stuff, that's kind of the quarterback terrain as well. Like, there were a lot of people who called out the fact that there were three offensive linemen on the right side of the field, and I can't remember, but basically...
Yeah, and he was like, this isn't helping your case the way you think that it is.
Yeah. That's kind of on Shador to kind of take care of that. At the same point, like... Yeah, I do just want to see and listen, I understand that this next week might end up being really abysmal. I cannot guarantee you that Shador is going to play well and this is all going to be great and we're going to feel groovy next Monday and it's going to be, you know, hey, maybe we don't need to force a quarterback. I can't say any of that stuff. What I can tell you is seeing four passes that looked like this kid can make a shadot anytime he wants to, that's a hell of a lot more enticing than watching the lowest A dot in football in Dylan Gabriel.
For sure. By the way, PFF's pass grade on the Browns is a 36. The second worst team is a 49.5. Like, there's a gap between even 32 and 31 from a pass protection standpoint. But I just find it so fascinating. You know, all day today, everyone's like, no Alt, no Slater. Of course Justin Herbert looks bad. You can't even judge him off these games if you don't have your starting left and right tackle. And it's like, what do you think the Browns have been dealing with all year long?
Yeah, and can I to get back to something we talked a little bit about earlier, just to trying to remember everything Fred went down through there. I think the why Shador didn't get first team reps, I think, is absolute gray area, because I think it is fair to say that there were a fair amount of young quarterbacks in NFL history that don't get first team reps before seeing the field, certainly when they're the backup. While also the Browns committed a lot of first-team reps in practice, in preseason, and then, of course, in the regular season the first 4 weeks. So I do think it's a gray area. I would have loved to see the Browns have a commitment to Shador with even just 5% of the first-team reps in practice, but I understand they were trying to do everything they could to get Dylan Gabriel ready, with the idea that maybe they didn't have to play Shador at all this year if Dylan looked good.
Right, that was clearly what they were going for, which, by the way, Shador should have 100% of the snaps with the first team this week, and so we'll see how this starts to develop.
Bailey Zappi needs at least 30%.
Right. Send Bailey Zappi to the moon for all I care right
maybe
now.
Maybe we should activate.
Get the practice reps on Mars right now.
Maybe we should get that. You know what? Has Minnesota cut the third-string quarterback they had who was from Minnesota?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.